Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Special episode of Off the Mark. We are the podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by Aaron Hughes and Doug Hahn for this special episode about Bound for Glory 2013. Let's start the show by discussing some BFG news. So, Aaron, what's going on with Hogan?
So, right now, Hogan is actually being advertised for Bound for Glory. And as we all know, a couple weeks back, he ended up quitting because he wasn't going to be on the Dixie train. But I got to ask, so Doug, do you think that it's a smart move for them to advertise him? Or do you think, kind of ruins the surprise?
You can look at it in two different ways. One, you also need the buys first in order for it to be good. So I think it's smart for them to advertise it so that they get at least the buys.
Okay, and Andy, what about you?
I don't think it's really going to help too much. I think there's only a small market for the TNA fans. And as we've seen with the one night only pay-per-views, I think with BFG, I think this one can actually not have very many buys at all. So it may ruin the four pay-per-views a year theory that they went with. But them advertising just the whole thing with Hogan actually is kind of depressing in a way, because let's just say he doesn't show up. Then people can be said that they're misled. You know, maybe they'll get their money back from this pay-per-view. You never know.
Yeah. You know, I don't have strong feelings on it one way or another. So, but, you know, I am really interested in to hear about your guys' match predictions. So, Andy, do you want to move on to the matches for Battle?
So, in the pre-show, we have Bad Influence versus Joseph Park and EY versus the Bromans versus Chavo and Hernandez. Doug, who do you think is going to win this one?
My pick is on Bad Influence on this one.
All right. Aaron, what do you think?
You know, I'm going to go with Chavo and Hernandez. I think that for kind of the momentum, I think that they need it. And them versus Gunner and Storm would probably be a pretty good match. But, you know, I agree with Doug about Bad Influence. I think Bad Influence is incredibly talented. And they're probably my favorite tag team right now in TNA, but unfortunately, I'm going to go with Chavo and Hernandez.
Well, I'm going to say who I think should win, which I do believe Bad Influence should win, but the Bromans will win. And why?
Because you think that they're going to win?
I think they're going to win, and it's going to make a lot of people mad. But, you know, it's different because I don't think Chavo and Hernandez should even win. I think they're just there. And realistically, Joseph Park and EY, they're just there as well. By the way, have you guys been following them through their journey to San Diego?
No. Why? Okay. What's going on?
I don't know. I haven't watched it either. I just remember them talking about it. I haven't followed it yet. It's probably something really bad. So let's move on to James Storm and Gunner versus the pre-show winners. So, oh man, you know what? I may have to change. I would almost say that Bad Influence is going to have to win then. Because if it's Storm and Gunner, you got to have someone who's credible go against them. But
you're going to change it.
No, I'm going to say the Bromance. They're actually going to beat James Storm and Gunner is what I think, Aaron. So what do you think?
I'm going to go with James Storm and Gunner.
All right. Doug, who are you going with?
Well, if they're facing against Bromance, I'm going to go with Storm and Gunner. But since I picked Bad Influence, I'm going to say Bad Influence takes it.
All right.
Ooh.
Nice. So with the old DB, who is the champion right now, she's going to be in a three-way with Brooke Tessmacher and Gail Kim. I'm going to say right now, ODB retains. What do you think, Doug?
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say ODB, she deserves the title. She's got the title, and she's going to hold on to it.
Aaron?
I'm going to agree with that. Looks all like right. We got a sweep.
Well, now, here's my only thing. Let's say this was the main event. After someone loses a title, I could see Brooke then winning the title. But that's the only way. But we all know this is not going to be the main event. So let's move on to Manic versus Jeff Hardy versus Austin Aries versus Chris Sabin versus Samoa Joe. Aaron, who's going to win this one?
I'm going to take Jeff Hardy.
All right, Doug.
I would like to say Austin Aries, but you know what? I'm going to say they give it back to Chris Sabin.
Oh,
we're going to go a different route. Then I'm going to say that Manic is going to retain.
I was close on picking Mannix to retain, but like I said, this is going to be a good match, and I hate to see Austin Aries, even Jeff Hardy and Samoa Joe end this, because I think it's kind of a downgrade to go back to the X title.
Well, that's the thing, though. I think this is going to make the X title more legitimate because they're in it. I think just having Hardy and Joe in it, because they don't need to be in this match, but they're like, let's put them in the pay-per-view, you know, 2 weeks prior opposed to a month leading up to the pay-per-view, but just 2 weeks prior, they're in the match. So I thought that, they might have, waited too long to announce this. This should have been announced a few weeks ago to get people pretty hyped for the pay-per-view.
Well, they did throw in Samoa Joe afterwards, which I actually think was a pretty good idea because you weren't expecting it. But I'm going to disagree with you a little, Doug, because I think that having them in there, if they win it, like if Aries or Hardy or Joe won the X Division title, they could help maybe bring it up a little bit to the prestige it once was when like AJ Styles and Samoa Joe held it. And giving it to somebody like Jeff Hardy might help it out a little bit. I mean, RVD had it for a while, and I think that might have, boosted it up a little. But then they just, kind of threw it around and didn't really care. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see. I think that I think actually Samoa Joe should win the title. But, of course, I picked Hardy. So
What would be really interesting, though?
If I had a second choice, my second.
Your second choice would be what? I was going to say, would it be interesting if they decide to debut Ethan and have him in this match and then have him win the X title?
No, never debut to winning a title. I think that's dumb.
No, okay. Didn't they do that with Mikey Whipwreck in WCW?
I think they did. I don't remember, though.
Anyway, so what were you saying, Doug?
If I pick a second person to win this one, if it's not Saban, then I do think Mannix is going to retain. I think this is going to be a match to try to pump up either Mannix or Chris Sabin to a higher standard.
All right. So let's move on to Magnus versus the Icon Sting. Aaron, who do you think is going to win this one?
I think we're probably all going to be in agreement. Magnus is going to win, but I'm going to say he's going to heel turn here.
And I agree. What do you think, Doug?
I'll agree that Magnus is going to win. But I'm going to say it's going to be a passing of the torch kind of thing.
So they get up and they hug?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I can see that. I'm almost wondering if this is going to end in no one's going to win. Like if something happens, I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't it be interesting if Samoa Joe came out or would be really interesting is if Mr. Anderson came out and knocked both guys out.
He wouldn't do that in this match. He might do it in another one we're going to talk about here in a little bit, though.
All right. So, but I'm not sure. Magnus is definitely going to win. He's going to win. So let's move on to Bobby Roode versus Kurt Angle, a match that was announced, 2 weeks prior to the event. So, Doug, do you think this is going to be a good match, and who do you think is going to win?
And whether or not it's going to be a good match, ideally on paper, it looks like a great match. But I'm kind of interested to see how Kurt Angle's going to do after rehab. I'd like to see him do good. I'm going to go with Angle with the win, it being his Hall of Fame induction night.
All right, Aaron, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to agree and definitely agree with what Doug said. I think that Angle might be a little bit sloppy in some of the moves that he gives off. He looked a little sloppy a week ago for Impact, so hopefully, though, he gets the ring rust kind of taken off. I mean, he's only been out of the ring for about 2 months, so I don't think it'll be too bad. But I expect one hell of a show from him.
Yeah, I think I also agree. I think Kurt Angle is going to win this one. It would be interesting if Roode won, because I think it would make him even a bigger heel. But I think he's one of the top heels in the company, because there's really not many, if you want to look at it that way. With him. And so I would have to say Kurt Angle wins because he is inducted. We go from there. Okay. So the main event, Aaron, who do you think's going to win between Bully Ray and AJ Styles?
AJ Styles is going to win this. There's going to be a lot of tomfoolery though, during the main event, just going to warn you, we're going to probably see Dixie Carter come out there, potentially Ken Anderson as well. And if Hogan's advertised, you're probably going to see Hogan come out. So you're going to see a lot of tomfoolery. AJ Styles is going to get the win, though. He's going to hold the title, and it's going to be a pretty big moment for TNA and also for AJ Styles.
Doug, what do you think?
I'm going to disagree.
Ooh.
I think AJ should win the match, but But I'm going to say Bully Ray wins it because TNA is going to go bankrupt and they just want to push it into the ground.
Well, I'm going to have to say on this one, I want AJ Styles to win. I really, really do, because then it sets up another feud, because then it's AJ versus Dixie versus, gosh, I can't even think of their name.
Ken Anderson?
No, Aces and Eights. So you'd have like the three-way where it's Aces and Eights versus AJ Styles versus Dixie, and then Dixie Carter versus AJ Styles. So you have basically two different ways you can go with it. Or it wouldn't surprise me if Dixie Carter decides to have, you know, join Aces and Eights, which could be the payoff. You never know. Anyways, but I'm going to say that AJ Styles is definitely going to win this match, though.
All right.
I feel strong about it. I don't think they're going to mess this one up. I'm pretty sure that he's going to win it, because then they can push the thing. He couldn't have the title for over a year in his first time that he actually wrestled for the title. Bam. Wins it. Too bad they don't have like a Money in the Bank thing where, like, you know, he can win it and then someone comes and cashes in on him and then, you know, he wins it. Which would be kind of cool if AJ Styles wins it and then let's just say earlier you could have Austin Aries win the X title and then say that he's cashing in the X title now and beats up AJ Styles and wins the title, which would be, I think, even a bigger swerve.
Well, that's not until Destination X. But Andy, why don't you go ahead and thank our sponsor?
HostGator, are you a blogger or podcaster? You're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installed with a free site builder, and hands down the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try free download to see how easy it is. And make sure you use special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, and you're going to save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. All right, so expectations for this year's Bound for Glory. Doug, what is the one thing you're looking forward to this year for Bound for Glory?
I want to see the Bobby Roode Kurt Angle match. I think, like I said, on paper, that has, I think, the best talent there that TNA has to offer right there.
All right.
Going in. Expectations, this is going to be a pay-per-view match for them. I want to see it be a pay-per-view match for them, though. I want it to stand out from everything else that they have done, and instead of it just being a, hey, look, we're going to show this on TV because we can't get pay-per-view. So I really want them to stand out. I think the Manic Jeff Hardy and the X Division title match could be epic. But we'll see. I mean, it really depends on how they want to write this one out. But I think it has a lot of potential, but overall I'm only expecting a 6.
All right. So, Aaron, what is your expectations for Bound for Glory this year?
I'm actually really interested in Bound for Glory. I think that this is going to be one of the few pay-per-views this year that you look at and you say, I cannot wait to buy this and I can't wait to see it. For the most part, every match is one that you can get excited about. You know, Ultimate X is going to be fantastic. You have Roode and Angle, AJ and Bully. You know, these are really big matches. I'm actually really looking forward to this. And so my expectations are pretty high, which is, you know, sometimes the wrong way to go, because if it's not a good pay-per-view, then, you know, we're going to be talking about next Friday how bad it was. So I'm hoping, though, that they do pay off, that it does deliver. You know, having something that is predicted or expected isn't always a bad thing, but so long as they do it correctly. You know, and you know, like the ending of Breaking Bad, you know, it people were expecting it, but it was still good. Whereas something like the show Dexter, the ending was really bad and people weren't expecting that. And it was dumb. So, you know, go with the Breaking Bad. Don't go with the Dexter.
That's actually the best way to put it, because you don't want to be like, OK, well, how come no one stopped him when he went to his boat? Come on. You know, but anyways, here's my thing with the Bound for Glory series. I think that the expectations leading up, or basically the shows leading up to this pay-per-view, I think TNA missed out. I think there could have been a lot more things that could have made this pay-per-view more marketable and people would have wanted to see it more. Plus, there's been a long time since their last pay-per-view, and they're going to knock, you know, yeah, BFG, you got a couple other ones right after as well, over the next 6 months. I'm hoping that it's big. I'm hoping fans actually show up to the pay-per-view. I'm hoping that when it's all said and done, I'm like, wow, that was a great pay-per-view. I did not waste my $44.95 on this pay-per-view. That's what I'm actually interested in. That's what my my expectations are. They will try and have a great match. All seven, or actually eight matches, will be great. And of course, they have the show. It starts at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 Eastern Standard Time on Spike, and they have a 1-hour pre-show. And right now, you can go to TNA's website. Right now, you can actually watch the 30-minute intro that they have before the pay-per-view. So I'm just hoping that the pay-per-view is good. I'm looking forward to the Sting Magnus match, the Bobby Roode and Kurt Angle match, and of course the main event, AJ versus Bully Ray. So it's going to be a really good pay-per-view. Any last thoughts, Doug?
No. Like I said, I'm trying to keep my expectations low just because of TNA has just been disappointing lately for me. So if I can keep them low and they shine, great. But I'm not going to expect much.
All right, Aaron?
Yeah, my expectations, I think, are a little bit higher than Doug's right now, which, you know, might reflect that. Maybe next week, you know, we might hear Doug say, oh, it was amazing. I might be like, eh, it was a little let down. So, but, you know, we'll see. I do hope really good things, and I hope that TNA succeeds.
All right, and I'm just going to look forward to the show. I know I ramble on my thoughts and my expectations for the Bound for Glory series, but I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's, you know, I'm going to definitely have that time from 7 to 10 where I'm going to have to decide Colts or pay-per-view, and most likely it's going to be pay-per-view, because even though it would be awesome to see the Broncos versus Colts, it's TNA. Gotta love wrestling. That's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthorMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank all of our listeners for taking time to download and listen to this special Bound for Glory 2013. And for Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.